Good morning. I'm meteorologist Dave Epstein. It's Friday, the final day of March, the 31st. This is our weather wisdom for today, and it's going to be a pretty nice day, at least to start. Plenty of sunshine across the area. It's chilly this morning, but we're going back into the 40s to lower 50s this afternoon. You know, yesterday, I actually was in Cambridge. I was at Clover Food Lab's headquarters. They call it the hub, and it's one of the storefronts, so you can go order sandwiches, but it's also where they do food dev, and it's basically this time where they, you know, the CEO Air was there, and some of the other folks that I've gotten a chance to meet, at least on Zoom. I met in person. I met Kiernan. I met Michelle, and it was, you know, a chance to taste things that they want to maybe put in the stores. They get samples from some of the farmers that, you know, want to have their cheese, for example, put into some of the boxes, or again, at the stores, coffee. It was really cool chance to see, you know, I ordered the boxes because these folks sponsor me, but it was really a chance to see kind of behind the scenes of what goes on with a food operation. And I have no idea what goes on with a food operation. So to watch where the boxes are put together and all that was pretty cool. And I got a sandwich too out of it. I had the sunchoke sandwich, which is absolutely delicious. Okay. On to the weather, which is pretty delicious as well. We've got the clouds moving in. We'll see some rain. Showers show up on radar here later this afternoon. I think that most of the day is dry. I don't think we're going to see much in the way of rain until tonight. Temperatures, as I said, in the lower 50s, upper 40s, low 50s this afternoon. Now, the air is really dry, so when the precipitation comes down from above here tonight, it's going to be mixed with a little bit of snow. It might even be all snow in the Worcester Hills for a time. It could coat the ground out up there, but that's about it, because temperatures by morning will actually start going up. So we've got this round of rain with the warm front mixed with a little bit of snow, and then tomorrow we'll have another round of rain in the morning with some heavier downpours, a quarter to a half an inch of rain. Temperatures will go up after that rain ends through the 50s into the low 60s. We could see some mid-60s if we get enough sunshine tomorrow afternoon, and we're going into what we call the dry slot. So that's this area, as you get low pressure circulating counterclockwise, it kind of wraps in some dry air, and we will get the dry slot tomorrow. And I'm hoping that the dry slot is around for the Red Sox game so the game gets in. That's been my thinking here the past couple of days. I still think that that's the case. I think there's another round of showers Saturday evening, maybe even a thunderstorm. Could be a gusty thunderstorm with some small hail, but I think there's enough of a window to get the game in for tomorrow. We'll see what the Red Sox decide. It's not my decision, obviously. Then as we head for Sunday, chilly, blustery, bright, sunny, temperatures in the 40s, similar to what we saw yesterday. And then Monday, we start to warm up. We get back well into the 50s, and we're going into the 60s. Tuesday and Wednesday could be near 70, approaching anyway, here by Thursday if we get enough sun ahead of another frontal system. So we've got some mild stuff coming in for next week, and it is April. You can do some planting out there. You can plant some fava beans if you want. Peas can go in. You could attempt some of the Asian greens. Certainly spinach can go in. So all those things, time to get them in the garden. I put a lot of my stuff in already. I put stuff under cover, so it's not heated, but it's protected from the deep cold and certainly protected from a lot of rain if we were to get it. The other thing, if you're thinking about putting grass seed down, I would hold off. The ground itself is still not really warm enough for the seed to germinate, and it will just sit there. It's food for the birds, or it gets washed away. So it's a good idea to kind of hold off a little bit. I like to wait until the end of April, early May, if you're overseeding or starting a new lawn or something like that. And you can do that right through May. Hopefully, we continue with some moisture. Last year, of course, it was very dry, so it was hard to germinate things, but I don't think we're going to see that kind of pattern this year. We don't have La Nina anymore. We're actually headed into El Nino, so to see a drought like we saw last summer is not likely at all. Have a great weekend, everybody.